The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
If you get a vaccine, you don't have to worry about unvaccinated people. You don't pose a risk to me because I am vaccinated.
The American middle class is subsidizing the rest of the world who are taking advantage of America. And that's why the other world leaders love Joe Biden, because they realize that the trough is open again.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
There is so much breaking news today on the subject of masks, of vaccines, of Wuhan, of President Biden's condition. Oh my gosh. Did you see him yesterday asked about Putin and he just shut down like he was having an episode? This is the 46th president of the United States. My goodness. And of course, the media doesn't want you to notice. Pay no attention to this. Nothing to see here. Keep moving. Keep moving. We'll play that clip for you in just a moment, but I want to play a more important clip. I think this issue really matters. The husband of Ashley Babbitt, the woman who was fatally shot during the January 6th Capitol riot, is pleading with officials to release the identity of the Capitol Police officer responsible for her death. Happened during an appearance last night on Tucker Carlson Tonight on Fox News, one of the most important shows on television. Tucker may be the most important broadcaster on TV today. Anybody who tells you not to watch Tucker, don't trust that person. That person has another agenda. I read somebody said that a couple of weeks ago in, I think it was in the New York Post or somewhere, not the Post, but I don't know, one of the newspapers out of New York said, don't watch Tucker. Don't watch Tucker Carlson. That means he's over the target. And every single night, this guy's commentary is smart. It's funny. He did a commentary last. He did a thing about Wuhan. I laughed for 5 minutes straight. The Sky News in Australia discovered video showing that the Wuhan Institute of Virology had actual bats in the lab. Now, the reason that's significant is because they've been denying, China denies that they've used bats in the lab. And yet, Sky News Australia discovered all this video of all these bats in the lab. I don't mean to make fun of this, but because it's a very serious subject. But on the other hand, they had a video of a researcher with a hat. He had like goggles on and a hat, and there was a bat clinging to the brim of his hat, like upside down, like bats sleep, and his claws, the bat's claws were on the guy's brim of the hat. And I'm watching, and I hate bats. Listen, just full disclosure, bats, snakes, bugs, I'm not good at any of that stuff. And bats really do terrify me. I remember as a little kid in Ohio, if there was a bat flying around, I remember once my dad and I were listening to a Cincinnati Reds baseball game. I remember like it was yesterday. I had to be 8 years old. And my dad was sitting, we would sit and listen to Joe Nuxall, who is a friend of my dad's, incidentally, in Cincinnati, Ohio. My dad was a scout for the Boston Red Sox. Isn't that cool? He was a bird dog scout. I lost him when I was 11 years old, but I've got really rich memories of my father, who was from the Boston area. He was from Norwood, Massachusetts, and he had that thick Boston accent, Pachtakan, Havidyad. My mom's name was Marge, so with my dad, it came out Madge. And we had a summertime tradition. My dad would sit in our living room, and smoke a pipe, and we'd listen to the Reds on the radio. And when it was really hot, we had the front door propped open. Didn't have a screen door. And my dad sat in the living room, and I would be so excited, and I would sit in the living room with him, and we'd both listen to the Reds game. And I usually, my tradition, wonder why I turned out to be fat, is that I would eat refrigerated Reese's cups, like a big bag of Reese's cups. Dad would smoke his pipe. Little Mikey would eat his Reese's cups. And one summer night, we were listening to the Reds. I think then it was before Marty Brenneman even. But anyway, I know Joe Nuxall. And my dad has got that glaze on his eyes as he's listening to the Reds game. And I'm sitting there, and we're in the living room, and a bat swoops into the living room and circles around and is flying in the living room and then flew upstairs to the second floor. My dad was totally oblivious. I'm ready to have a heart attack. And my dad is just staring off into the, he's listening to, you know, Marty Brenneman describe the curveball in the bottom of the fourth inning and the Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals. Didn't even notice it. Monster bat. Was biggest bat I've ever seen. Anyway, last night, they've got this video of the bat clinging to the side of the brim of the guy's hat. And when the report was over, Tucker, with his straight face, says, yeah, nothing really to see here. The bat clinging to the brim of the man's hat. And it was just perfect. It was like he called it out perfectly because you're watching this report thinking, yeah, there's no bats in the Wuhan lab. They're only hanging from people's hats as they're walking through the Wuhan lab. So anyway, last night, Tucker interviews Ashley Babbitt's husband, her widower, Aaron Babbitt. And Tucker asked him, who shot your wife? He said, I don't know. They won't tell me. This is the husband of the woman killed on January 6th. Only one person lost their life as a result of the actions of the rioters on January 6th. And that's Ashley Babbitt, shot by a Capitol Police officer. So here was Aaron Babbitt explaining to Tucker how he never could have ever imagined he would lose his wife this way.
I mean, you're an American citizen. Did you know that in this country, you can be shot to death by a government employee and no one explains who did it or why? Did that even occur to you before January 6th?
No. That never occurred to me. And furthermore, I never expected to lose my wife to political violence. So,
what I have to ask, I mean, how do you feel about seeing her characterized the way that you have? How do you feel about the total lack of interest in her death?
It sickens me to hear what people say about Ashley. There's never been a person that Ashley ran across in her daily life that didn't love her and wouldn't remember her in some way, shape, or form for the rest of her life. But this is the game. This is the social media craziness that, you know, people just run with a theory and just take off with it. And, you know, it's up to us. You know, it's up to us and the ones that love her and people like you for not giving up on it. So I appreciate that, Tucker.
You know why there's not going to be a January 6th commission? It's not the Republicans blocking it. You know why there's not going to be a 9/11 style investigation in a January 6th? Because they're going to have to get to the identity of the Capitol Police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. Ashley Babbitt's death is going to become a big part of that investigation because she's the only person who died as a result of the actions of the rioters. She was the only person killed. Everybody else died of natural causes. There wasn't a police officer hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. It never happened. Those were lies that we were fed. And at the end of the day, the reason there won't be a January 6th commission is because of Ashley Babbitt. The Democrats hope it goes away. And as long as there are people like Tucker Carlson around, I don't think it will go away. Do you? Do you think Americans have a right to know the identity of the man who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt? Don't you think American citizens who pay the salary of that Capitol Police officer have a right to know his identity? Don't you think that the reason there won't be a 9/11 style investigation into the events of January 6th is because they're going to have to explain Ashley Babbitt? Do you want to know or not? Or am I barking up the wrong tree here? Let's tackle this for a few minutes here on the Mike Gallagher Show for a Tuesday, June 15th, here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Welcome in 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Press 1 to come on air with us, 2 to leave a voicemail. You can always text us your comments to the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-MIKE. This is one of those gut checks. I need to do a reality check with you. I need you to tell me if I'm right to be concerned and positively focused on what happened to Ashley Babbitt, or should we just move on from it? Where do you think America should go regarding the death of Ashley Babbitt on January 6th? Give me your honest assessment. 1-800-655-MIKE. We've got a line waiting for you, your voice, your call, your perspective. Coming up.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
I would love to know who the officer was that shot her, and why nothing is being investigated.
Hey, Mike. 31 years federal law enforcement. I've never seen a case where, after a certain amount of time into the investigation, that everybody that was involved was not openly named. They're either violating some important protocols, or they've changed the rules.
Hey, Mike, maybe it wasn't a Capitol Police person, maybe it was some other armed person in the Capitol, maybe an elected official that shot Ashley. Just a thought.
Well, there are a lot more questions than answers over this. Last night during the Tucker Carlson segment, Tucker was also interviewing the attorney for the family of Ashley Babbitt, and the attorney told Tucker he believes this Capitol Hill police officer who shot Babbitt is the same officer who made headlines in 2019 for leaving his loaded handgun in a public men's room inside the Capitol building. And I kind of remember that story. So, you know, one would think, is that part of the story? Do you think it's an important issue that needs to continue to be explored? I have a theory there won't be a 9/11 style investigation over January 6th because of Ashley Babbitt's death. Let's see if you agree or not. We'll start with Ryan. Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Hey, Mike, big fan of yours. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I retired out of federal law enforcement. I worked for the federal government. I definitely think, you know, we should look into it more. And what really gets me, Mike, is the double standard. If it wasn't the circumstances of that day on Capitol Hill, and say it was a person of color in an inner city that got shot by law enforcement, the left would be absolutely going insane.
Oh,
you know,
We'd know his identity, Ryan.
Yeah,
we'd know his identity immediately.
Down,
yep.
Inciting it, making them go into hiding.
You're right.
But now that it's the left's, you know, it's their bodyguards, it's their personal protective agents that shot somebody. It completely goes against what they want, and just the double standard. And you have these Democrat politicians in states where I was, in like New Jersey and New York, that are all about, you know, online databases where people can look up, you know, police use of force or police
right.
internal affairs complaints. But
right.
now that it's one of theirs, it's, you
Amen.
Know, all of a sudden we don't want to
you're,
talk
you're
about
right.
it. We don't
and, not only, and not only that, but not only that, but Ashley Babbitt wasn't one of theirs. She was a Trump supporter. So
exactly.
she doesn't.
So
she doesn't count.
It's okay. No. It
yeah, that's all right.
That, she's a Republican. You know.
Yeah, that's a collateral damage. You know, she's just one of those crazy lunatics, Trump supporters. Hey, yeah,
sure.
Ryan, are you? I ask you a personal question. Are you a dad?
No. Kids.
All right. Well, you don't have to be a dad. I was going to give you a free MyPillow for saying kind things about the show for Father's Day, but I'll just give it to you anyway for being a nice guy. Do you have a MyPillow?
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. No, I don't, but I'd love to have one. Big supporter.
You got one
of,
on your way.
You.
Line
well,
three. God bless
it,
you. That's really nice of you, Ryan. Line three, guys. Let's send Ryan a free MyPillow. The premium MyPillow, $29.98 for dad in time for Father's Day. They're normally $69.98. And there's a little clue. Line three, guys. Tracy, line three. Let's get to Ryan's information. And remember something. You say kind words about the show, chances are you'll get a free MyPillow. You never know. 800-655-MIKE. Here is Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, Mike, I have a friend in Canada, and he told me that they have slightly different stuff out there. Like, for instance, they have bags of milk, and I told him we have
stuff. I'm glad you spent 7 minutes on hold to try to troll us. Brian, you're up. Hey, Brian.
Byron?
I got Brian on the screen. How are you, Byron?
Byron, yes, from Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir,
hey,
Byron
Mike,
from Pennsylvania. How are you, sir?
I am good. I was actually at the Capitol on January 6th. And I have another theory of why there will not be any 9/11 investigation.
Okay.
I have a feeling, I've never heard this on any news reports. I have a feeling that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are the ones that actually orchestrated the attack.
The whole thing. All right, Brian. Interesting theory. More coming up. You can't make some of this stuff up. More, don't go away. Maybe I'm having a Joe Biden moment.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
At some point, our government forgot that it works for us and started to grumble, as Bertolt Brecht wrote, that the people had forfeited the confidence of the government and wished they could dissolve the people and elect another. But they can't. We're here. We are awake, and we are not going away. Here the people rule, or we should. Any system of government where we the people don't rule needs to end starting today.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE to get the conversation started with those terrific mortgage professionals. Only people I do business with, and they've been helping tons of Mike Gallagher Show listeners as well. FellowshipHomeLoans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. Incidentally, you know, you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to look up the story of the U.S. Capitol Police lieutenant who apparently left his service weapon in a bathroom in 2019. The unattended gun was discovered later by another Capitol Police officer last night during this Tucker Carlson Tonight segment. The lawyer for Ashley Babbitt's family maintains this is the same guy. Tucker evidently heard about it as well, asked the attorney about it, and the attorney said, yeah, I think it's the same guy. According to roll call, after the House adjourned in February of 2019, Lieutenant Mike Byrd left his Glock 22 in a bathroom in the Capitol Visitor Center complex. According to sources familiar with the incident, Byrd is the commander of the House Chambers section of the Capitol Police. It was apparently investigated. I mean, the trouble with a Glock, for people apparently, you know, who know weapons better than I do, but I'm just reading this from the roll call article, unlike a gun with a traditional safety, a Glock will fire if the trigger is pulled, making the discovery of an unattended loaded gun in the Capitol complex particularly concerning, you think? So the question becomes, if this lieutenant, who is the commander of the House Chambers section of the Capitol Police is capable of leaving an unattended Glock in the bathroom, one would think that could be part of this story if indeed he's the same guy who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. In other words, he might just be incompetent. Now, I don't even know if it's the same guy. The officer, you know, who killed Ashley Babbitt has never been identified because of a peculiar congressional exemption that they've carved out for the members of the Capitol Police. Unlike police departments all over America, and even federal law enforcement, where there are policies that mandate the disclosure of an officer involved in a fatal shooting, Congress exempted Capitol Police officers from that level of disclosure or accountability. Isn't that convenient? So that's what they're hiding behind. They're using this congressional stipulation or exemption as a way to protect the identity of the man who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. And again, I don't know if it's Lieutenant Mike Byrd, the same guy who apparently left his Glock 22 in a bathroom in the Capitol Visitor Center complex. I don't know how you leave a loaded Glock in a bathroom if you're law enforcement. And you've got a responsible, important position. But it kind of makes sense if you connect the dots. This Mike Byrd, described as the commander of the House Chambers section of the Capitol Police, if he's the same guy, it would make sense. He's got a responsible position trying to protect the House Chamber during the January 6th riot. Furthermore, Lieutenant Mike Byrd is African-American, and it appears the guy who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt, based on the videotape, he appears to be a black man as well. So maybe it's the same guy, maybe it's not. Who knows? We have a right to know. We have a right to know. Ashley Babbitt's family has a right to know. Ashley Babbitt's husband has a right to know. And there should be an explanation as to why deadly force was used. It should be a transparent investigation. The taxpayers have a right to know this. And that's why there won't be a 9/11 style investigation over January 6th. The left has a problem. The Democrats have a problem. That problem is Ashley Babbitt's death. And I will say this again. That shooting may very well have been completely and perfectly justified. I don't mean to speak ill of the dead. She had no business trying to climb through a wall and breach a barricaded area to get closer to people like the Speaker of the House and the Vice President and who knows who else. Those approximately 400 people who engaged in acts of violence, and I would call Ashley Babbitt's decision to try to breach that wall an act of violence. You got a guy with a loaded gun on the other end pointing, saying, stay back, and these people are breaching that area? I don't know that deadly force is appropriate. It may not be, but it may be. You're having to protect the lives of the people who run our government. I don't care what you think of Nancy Pelosi. She's third in line for the presidency. She's a Speaker of the House. And breaking into her office and putting your feet up on her desk and allegedly, whatever these people did, and we've seen the video of the, again, several hundred out of the thousands of people who went to hear President Trump speak that day, who were, again, I will remind you for the millionth time, urged by the president to peacefully walk to the Capitol to let your voices be heard. He didn't say anything about rioting. He didn't say anything about fighting with police officers. Donald Trump is pro-police. He's the guy that always, on the campaign trail, would always make time to shake the hands of police officers, acknowledge law enforcement. He's not somebody encouraging people to get violent with police officers like those people did. He didn't justify Ashley Babbitt's actions. Nobody really is. But there are legitimate questions about how and why she died. John, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Coming up also, you got to hear Biden's shutdown, his mental shutdown when asked about Vladimir Putin. We'll do that in just a couple of moments. But first, back to your phone calls at 1-800-655-MIKE. Hello, John. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Mike. I appreciate you having me on. I've been listening to you for, man, it seems like forever. So
thank you very much, John. I really appreciate that.
Listen, I'm kind of confused. And you've said it a couple times now, this idea that that the Democrats don't want the January 6th commission. But listen, I feel like I've been following this for a little bit. Republicans had an opportunity to vote, and they didn't. Right? So I'm just kind of confused how you're coming to that conclusion. I mean,
What do you mean Republicans had the chance to vote? The Republicans opposed a 9/11 style commission. They voted against it.
Right, so why are you saying that it's the Democrats that are afraid of having the commission? I'm not following your logic.
First of all, the Democrats have the majority in the House and virtually the majority in the Senate. If they wanted an investigation, don't you think there would be such a massive pushback by the Democrats that regardless of the Republicans' opposition to it, they'd try to make it happen?
I feel like the idea was to have a bipartisan commission. But only one side of the table showed up to do that.
Well, they wanted a bipartisan commission that was stacked with a bunch of Democrats. The Democrats had it, you know, they were going to rig the deck. But to your point, I mean, I get your point. What my question is, wouldn't Democrats be front and center protesting loudly that the Republicans blocked this? They've let it go, John. They've let it go.
Well,
Why do you think they've let it go? Why did they give up without a fight?
I'm just kind of confused by this idea that there wasn't a fight. I mean, there's only so much you can do when you don't have 60. You don't have 60 senators.
I got it. I understand. You know, listen, you could be right. You think the Democrats made this an issue that was front and center?
I think the Democrats tried to create a bipartisan commission.
But when they lacked the votes, I guess my question is. And you're saying the Republicans essentially shut it down, I'm saying the Democrats could have pushed back and made this they can control the news cycle. They've got the media in their corner, John. They're not making this a very big deal. They're just not.
I kind of reject the idea that I'm the one saying that the Democrats
I'm saying your point has merit. Your point has merit. I'm just saying that if the Democrats wanted to shove this down the throats of the American people like they do about everything else that they want us to talk about, climate change and critical race theory and listen, that could have been the front and center issue, and it hasn't been. They've let it die. They've just moved on. They've moved on because of Ashley Babbitt, because regardless of your point, I really do believe they've got a problem, and that problem is Ashley Babbitt and who shot her. And the circumstances surrounding her death. Thanks, John, for your call. More coming up, 16 before the hour. We got a busy day. Listen, if you missed Joe Biden's brain locking up, shutting down, dare I say having a mini stroke, we've got that remarkable moment for you next.
Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher'sHeroes.org.
Mike, Ashley Babbitt was a white Republican. We will never know. It doesn't fit the narrative. There's only fit the narrative.
Yeah, let's get this investigation going. Let's see who shot her. It's unbelievable how this goes in this country. One-sided all the time. Have a good day. Be safe.
You too, and he's right. It is a one-sided conversation that the mainstream media wants to engage in every single day. Got a nice note, incidentally, an email from Bob in Little Rock. So, Bob, thank you for... I was joking yesterday. You know, it's funny. When I kid around, nobody ever... Well, there are people who never understand humor. And Bob means well. Here's what he said. He said, you said on your show that you don't like people. I was joking about going to see the movie In the Heights... and renting the theater for $250. A lot of these movie theater chains still are letting you, because of COVID, rent out the movie theater. And I like that because you don't have to deal with people that are talking during the show or getting on their phone or checking their email and the light, the glare, you know. And I joke about not liking people. So for $249, I'm renting the theater, going to see a movie, and I'm happy as a clam. I hope that's a COVID thing that sticks around. Anyway, Bob writes, I don't agree with what you said. How could a good man do so much for kids going to summer camp if he doesn't like people? I have a feeling this has been your life for a very long time. Please don't say negative things about yourself. It's just simply not true. He's talking about the guy that I met for brunch who said that he, if he knew what he knew back in November about what's happening to the country, he would have voted for Trump again. And I was infuriated. He said it affected me too, what that guy said, but there's only one way for us, and that is forward, knowing we are honoring God. I think you get my point. I mean it in all goodness and kindness to you. And Bob, believe me, that's how I receive it. Thank you for your very kind email. You can always email us, mike@mikeonline.com, or text the show, 800-655-MIKE, or check out the podcast, which has a lot of exclusive content, terrific long-form interviews with people that are making headlines. You could subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Backstage Pass. You could download all the episodes of the show. If you missed part of today's show, you could download the Mike Gallagher Show podcast, catch up. And again, exclusive interviews, content, and more when you subscribe. Find all the links to the podcast at MikeOnline.com or wherever podcasts are available. Here was the president, the headlines. The headline at Red State was the best. The Biden European chaos continues. Biden's brain breaks in the middle of a press conference. They broke his brain. Here's cut one. Now, understand, the long pause is not edited. I don't want you to think we've added any time. I always worry about our radio stations around the country because sometimes long periods of silence trigger automation machines. And so technology, hopefully there's enough background noise that we won't, you know, take you off the air stations. This is Joe Biden's brain breaking right in the middle of a press conference.
What do you say to Vladimir Putin?
To answer the first question, I'm laughing too. Well, look, I mean, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he has in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do. But look, when I was asked that question on air, I answered it honestly. But it's not much of a, I don't think it matters a whole lot in terms of this next meeting we're about to have. The second question was, I'd verify first and then trust.
There you go. That's the leader of the free world right there. That's the 46th president of the United States. That's your president. That's your president. The Biden European chaos. He was also 3 hours late with 100 members of the press waiting the whole time. No explanation ever given. When Biden finally did show up, as Nick Arima writes at Red State, it might have been better had he not done so. Because, again, that disastrous answer. And, of course, you got Kamala Harris, the cackler. She just keeps cackling and giggling at everything she's asked about. How about that black plague of death? I mean, she just laughs at everything. I mean, everything. She must be the most nervous person in the universe. But she went to South Carolina yesterday. Big headline over at Town Hall. Kamala Harris slammed for visit to South Carolina while ignoring the border crisis. And as I predicted, my friends in the upstate gave her a Guatemala welcome. Remember when she went to Guatemala last week, there were big signs up saying Trump won? Same thing happened in South Carolina. In Greenville, her motorcade drove past demonstrators holding signs that said Trump won and the border is that way. En route to her second stop, the vice president passed protesters shouting, "Go to Texas." And they were holding up signs that said, "Trump is still our president." So I guess she got that Guatemala welcome from folks in the upstate of South Carolina. And the funniest sign, the border is that way. Hey, Kamala, you took a wrong turn. Coming up, Juan Williams over at Fox News thinks Republicans are literally priming the pump to steal upcoming elections. Is this how they really feel, or is it just bluster? We'll tackle that and a whole lot more coming up.